The Phone Ranger rides again.
I am not around. Leave a name and your number at the sound. If I don't break my neck when I hit the ground, I will call you back when I'm around.
Broadcasting from an operator switchboard somewhere at the telephone company, you're listening to The Phone Show on prankoperator.com.
Hey everybody, you're listening to The Phone Show. Today is Saturday, February 13th, 2021, and this is episode 17, which is the sequel to episode 16. Remember that episode where I called up a bunch of landlords and told them all about the raccoons I'm keeping in my apartment right now? Well, this time I'm going to be, the other way around. I'm going to be a landlord, and this show has nothing to do at all with raccoons. I'm just doing everyday, normal business activities in the apartment office. So there's an answering machine here just full of messages that Fernando wants me to return the calls to. So let's get started with that now.
Hello.
Hi, I'm a tenant here.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a problem here. I'm working from home right now because of the COVID.
What's your apartment number?
Well, don't bite my head off, sir. I'm just calling because I'm having a problem.
Okay.
So
yeah, what's your apartment number?
Well, I'm just calling for general information because I don't know if this is going to get me in trouble or not, but I'm working from home. I work at a wildlife rescue organization, and right now I've got about 30 raccoons in my living room because I'm trying to rehabilitate them, and they've kind of messed up the carpet, and I'm just trying to find out, is the carpet your responsibility or mine?
Very good question. Should be yours.
All right. So, do you have any advice on how to get the smell out of the carpet?
Okay. What's your apartment number? Yeah, I have some chemicals, yeah.
Okay. Well, what kind of chemicals are they?
No. Well, come to the office and we are going to talk here, okay?
Well, I don't want to come to the office because I'm just staying on the couch and I don't want to get my roommate in trouble. So, can you just tell me, what your advice is, and is there something I can buy maybe at Walmart? Sir?
Yeah.
Sir, what's your advice for the raccoons?
It's not possible.
Sir, can I speak with somebody more helpful than you?
No, I'm the only one here.
Well, I want to talk with somebody else. You're not being very helpful, and you're kind of being an asshole about the whole thing, and I really don't appreciate that.
Well, if you don't want to give me the apartment number, I can't help you. I cannot help you.
All right. Well, can you just tell me, you said you had some chemicals that could get rid of the smell?
Yeah. Okay. Give me the apartment number, please.
Well, I don't want to give you the apartment number because I don't want to get in trouble because I'm just staying on the couch. I just need to know, what your advice is. I mean, if you don't have any advice, it's fine. I'll just go to Walmart and see if they can help.
Well, there are some other killers. No, I don't believe that you have raccoon inside. No. Okay. Well, I think that if you don't want to give me the apartment number, you don't want to come to the office, I cannot help you, okay?
All right. Well, you're not being very helpful, sir.
I understand, but I'm trying to help you. You are not helping me, okay?
Why do you need my apartment number just to give advice over the phone?
Because I want to send somebody to check it out.
I don't want anyone to come check it out. They're going to try to take my raccoons away.
Okay, well, I don't have time for this.
You're listening to The Phone Show on prankoperator.com.
Well, my landlord is not very helpful today with this whole situation I'm dealing with, so I'm going to take a minute, I'm going to help him with returning some calls to his tenants, and maybe he'll have some time to help me later. So, let's hack into the answering machine now.
Hello.
Hello, Stephanie?
Hola.
Hi, this is Fernando. Calling you back about the apartment.
Fernando. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you were looking for an apartment to rent?
Oh, no, I already get one. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. We rent it to you. I'm just calling to let you know that we had a problem with your rental application.
Oh, okay. What's going on?
Well, we ran your background check, and you popped up a red flag in our hobo database. So we're going to have to ask you to turn in the keys and leave and come pick up your deposit.
Oh, I already do it. I already pay it.
I know, but we don't allow hobos in our apartment community. So we need you to turn in the keys and move. We'll give you your deposit back. You failed the background check, ma'am.
Oh, okay, but we pay $4,420 for that because
I know, we're gonna give that money back to you. But you failed the background check. We do not allow hobos in our apartment community, so you need to leave.
Oh, okay. But you maybe gonna give me time because I have to look at another place, you know, because I can be like, you know, just moving in, getting like out, you know.
No, you need to leave within the next week. You need to stop by the office and turn in your keys, and we'll give you your money back.
Okay. How long they gonna for next week? Before next week?
Yep. You have until Friday next week, which is the 20th.
Okay, great. That will give me time to get everything ready. Okay, thank you.
Move everything, and as soon as you're all out by the 20th, you need to have your keys turned into the office.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yep, sorry we had to evict you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Hello?
Hey, Sean?
Hey.
Hey, this is Fernando calling you back about the apartments.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
All right. I'm doing good. This one for $600?
Yes, that is exactly the one I was calling about.
Okay. What is the address?
It is 102001 Lake Avenue.
102001 Lake Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. I would have to... Will you be able to text it to me? Will I be able to see it today?
Sure, you can come over right now if you want.
Well, I'm waiting for my fiance to get off. She should be off about 3:30, no later than 3:30. And I want to probably could make it there probably by 4:00.
Okay, you said you have a fiance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We don't allow women at our apartments, so we're not going to be able to rent to you.
No?
Nope, not at all.
Okay.
Sorry about that. No apartment for you.
Thank you for calling Relay Esplanade Apartments. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
Good afternoon, Relay Esplanade.
Hey, this is Fernando at the apartment office. You called and left us a message on our machine for a rental verification.
I wasn't the one who called, but they were probably calling about getting a fax number to send over a rental. Can I get your fax number?
Yeah. Are you looking to send a tenant here, you mean?
If we left you a message, it's probably because we're doing a rental on someone who applied here.
Oh, okay, so you're trying to poach one of our tenants then, basically.
We're just sending you a verification.
Yeah, our tenants are usually tenants for life. We don't appreciate people like you trying to poach our tenants away from us.
We didn't try to do anything. They applied here.
Yeah, I think you're just messing with me. Look, we're not going to give you our fax number.
Okay,
you don't get to have that.
Bye.
You don't get our tenants.
Thank you for calling Relay Esplanade Apartments. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
Good afternoon, Relay Esplanade.
Yeah, I need to speak with the manager, please.
Just a moment.
Thank you.
Hello, can I help you?
Yeah, is this a manager?
Yes, it is. My name is Sammy. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Fernando over at the other apartment complex.
Which one are you from, Ben?
We do not appreciate you trying to poach our tenants. We got the message that Maya left on our answering machine here in the office.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're not poaching your residents. Your resident applied here, and we're verifying a previous rental or a current rental to see if they're out of a lease or not. We don't go harassing your residents to come over here.
No, we have lifetime leases. Our tenants don't leave here. You need to leave
our
tenants.
Okay, well, evidently your tenant is leaving because they applied here at Relay Esplanade. So you might want to call your tenant and ask them.
Oh, no, they're not. You can't have our tenants. They don't allow it.
You don't allow it? Well, if your tenant wants to move, that's something that's up between you and your tenant.
Nope, they have a long-term lease. You cannot have our tenants. You need to knock it off.
Okay, well, I don't know what else to tell you, but that is required. If they came here and filled out an application, we will do a rental verification. You can put on a refuse to answer, whatever you choose.
Oh,
but
no,
we're not
you
coercing.
Won't. How would you like it if we started trying to steal your tenants? I might
we're not
going
stealing
door to
door. Your tenants, sir. Your tenant came here and then applied for an apartment. So you may want to call and harass your tenant instead of us.
Look, this has been going on ever since Maya started working in your office. She's always trying to steal our tenants.
You might want to talk to your tenants and not Maya or me. Put a letter out to your tenants saying, y'all lifetime, you're stuck. I don't know what else to tell you, but your resident came here to fill out an application. So you might want to take it up to the resident.
My residents are very loyal. They would never cheat on me.
Okay, well, obviously they're trying to cheat on you then.
Well, you need to tell Maya to stay the fuck away from my tenants.
Oh, don't call here cursing, sir. That's very unprofessional. I wouldn't want to stay there if I was your tenant.
You need to tell Maya to leave us alone.
Well, tell your tenant not to stay there or not apply here then.
Oh, no, my tenants don't apply. They know better.
Well, obviously not, sir, because they did apply here, and we're trying to do a previous rental verification on them. If you refuse to do it, that's fine, but it may not stop your resident from leaving you.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to go door to door, and I'm going to get all of your tenants and move them all over here. Then you won't have any customers.
Aww.
No more tenants.
Well, good luck with that.
This has been a big rivalry between us ever since you hired Maya.
Ever since we hired Maya? Oh,
ever
okay.
Since she's been working for you, it's been nothing but trouble. She's always
yeah.
trying to steal our
do
tenants.
Do you have a personal vendetta against Maya?
Yes, I do.
You do?
She was the first tenant who left here. I used to be her landlord until she cheated.
Oh, you see, you said your residents don't cheat, and now you're telling me she cheated on
she's
you.
She's the only one, and she's been trying to poach my tenants for years.
Well, your tenant applied here, and I'm sorry you feel the way you do, but they did apply here, so we're just trying to do our job and do a
well,
rental
you need to deny their application and send them back home.
Absolutely not, sir.
Don't be stealing my tenants.
Have a good day.
Ma'am. Ma'am.
Hello.
Hello, William?
Yes.
Hi, this is Fernando. I'm calling you back about the apartments.
Hold on 1 second, so I'm going to turn my phone off. Yes, sir, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. So, looks like you were looking for a 3-bedroom?
Yep.
All right, what kind of apartment were you looking for? Like what are you looking for in a home?
Okay, I don't even, what company are you with?
Fernando.
Fernando? What
yep,
company is that?
You called and left a message on our machine over on Lake Avenue?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Townhouse, apartment, doesn't really matter. I think
all right.
Anywhere in Metairie, really.
Okay, yeah. So we do have an apartment. It is $650 a month. And we have a great on-site nursing staff that can help with all of your special assisted living needs. So does that sound like something you'd be interested in? We have an on-site community center, and we have nurses that come in and check on you every 3 hours.
Yeah, I'm not old, dude. I'm young. I might have called the wrong place.
I know. It's all right. Everybody says that. There's no need to feel upset about your age. We help all of our seniors around the area.
I'm not a senior.
I know. They all say that. Anyway, sir, would you like me to get you through to our nursing team and they can help develop a care plan for you?
You sound great, bud. You sound so great.
It's all right, sir. You know, there's no need to be concerned. You know, everybody gets old eventually. It's no.
Yeah, just like you, huh, bud?
No, I'm 37.
Yeah, you're older than me. I'm 30.
No, sir. Sir, do you suffer from dementia?
Fuck no. I might have. No. I'm looking for a 3-bedroom apartment, but not an assisted living facility.
All right, I think you should talk to Matilda, our head nurse. She can help you develop a care plan. Do you know?
Oh, dude, I wish I could record this shit. It's so funny.
Well, sir, would you like me to
get
Matilda?
No, sir. This guy thinks I'm old and I have dementia, amigo. Yeah.
Sir, why did you put me on speakerphone?
Because you sound retarded. I think you need assistant living home.
Oh, sir, I work here. I just work here in the office.
Like I said, I'm 30 years old. I'm looking for a 3-bedroom apartment, not a fucking senior home.
Sir, I think we both know that you're not 30. You know, this isn't World War II. You're not 30 anymore. You know,
a lot has
changed since the 40s.
Now, I was born in 89, but shoot for the stars.
Well, maybe 1889.
How you doing, Gloria Riley?
Actually, this isn't Gloria. I'm just a prank caller, and I've been spoofing her number. She's just some random lady I found in the phone book.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it's bouncing off signals right now. Hold on one sec.
Okay.
Hold on. I'll tell you exactly what you're at in about 40 seconds.
Sure. Oh, I can hold. What kind of tracing equipment are you using to trace the call?
It's my laptop. I'm hooking my phone now.
That's fancy.
Yeah, it's fancy. It's funny, though. I think it was hilarious, though. It's great.
Yeah, I'm having fun. I hacked into the answering machine of where you left the message. That's how I got your phone number.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was prank calling landlords, but the real Fernando was an asshole to me, so I hacked his answering machine. So now I'm calling everybody that left a message on the machine.
That's cool. Hey, I think it's funny, man. I'm not even mad. You just made my day, though, for real.
Yeah, I mean, but you're not falling for my bullshit whatsoever. But I'm still enjoying this call, even though you're completely, you know, onto my nonsense right now.
Yeah, it's great. No, like, it's for real. It's fun. It gives my day better.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm having a lot of fun with it. I called this other landlord, and she's checking all 72 of her units right now. I told her I was working from home due to COVID, and I work at an animal rescue. I told her I was rehabilitating raccoons in my living room, and she's searching the whole complex trying to find
it. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, she's going to be very surprised when she learns that I'm just a prank caller and I don't even live anywhere even remotely close to the state of Louisiana.
That's fucking crazy.
But yeah, it's been a crazy afternoon here. So
at least you're having fun, right? You're having fun though, right?
Are you on Eastern time or Central time?
Central.
Okay, so you're an hour behind. Perfect. That means I have some more time to call some more landlords.
Oh, dude, you have about another 4 hours.
Yeah, I know some offices tend to close around like 4 or 5, but
they close at 5, so you got about 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's almost 4 here, so
yeah,
you know, I better get some more calls. But
enjoy yourself, man. Thanks for calling. You had a great time. It was awesome.
Awesome. I'm glad I could entertain you for a while, but I got to get back to the prank calls now.
All right, buddy. Bye.
All right. Bye. Mwah. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, this is Fernando calling you back. You called about the apartment?
Which ones are these again?
These are the apartments. You called and left a message on our machine. I'm calling from the rental office.
Oh, I was calling to just see, like, the start-off stuff, like the security deposit, like, stuff like that, just the stuff I need to get it.
Okay, well, what kind of apartment were you looking for?
Y'all have studios, the 1-bedrooms, the 2?
Yeah, we've got all those. What kind were you looking
for? Studios.
The studio?
Yeah.
All right, I have a studio that is only $350 a month plus utilities.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that's in your budget?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, yeah, did you want to come over and rent that place?
Where, like, which one is it? I forgot which.
It's in our main building now. We do need to let you know that we do have a homeless man that usually stays on the couch in that unit, so you may have a roommate about 3 nights a week.
Hello.
Hey, this is Fernando. I'm calling you back about the apartment.
Which apartment is that?
You had called and left a message on our machine looking for an apartment. This is Fernando.
Oh, I'm not certain of the location of the apartment you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm just calling to find out what you were looking for in an apartment. We have several different properties that we manage here in the city.
I'm in Metairie, so I'm looking for an apartment in Metairie.
Okay. How many bedrooms would you like?
Preferably two.
Two bedroom? All right, awesome. And what is your budget?
I'm not looking for anything over $1,000.
Okay. I have a two bedroom that's only $900.
Yeah, okay, where is it located?
It's in one of our buildings downtown. It's in the basement. I hope you don't mind that it's in the basement level.
Well, I'm not looking to move outside of Metairie. Like, my whole life is in Metairie, so I'm just trying to stay in Metairie.
That's where we are. We've got a two-bedroom apartment in the basement of our building.
Okay.
And it's only $900.
Okay.
But the only thing is our building was built on an Indian burial ground. Ma'am, do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Okay, that's perfect then. A lot of people have said that our building is extremely haunted. I don't really believe all that nonsense, but our lawyers say that we have to disclose that to any prospective tenants.
Okay.
So, people say the building's haunted. I guess pots and pans kind of get thrown around the floor in the kitchen. I guess the poltergeist is a bit violent, but most people don't seem to mind, except that lady that just moved. But if everything sounds good, do you want to come by the office and sign that paperwork?
I haven't seen the appointment.
Okay, I mean, I'll give you a discount if you want to just come sign that papers now. How about $850 instead of $900?
No, thank you. Where's the apartment?
It's on the first floor.
I mean, the address.
Oh, it's 127 West Main Street.
Okay, so can I is there any time I can set up an appointment?
We're here now if you want to come over right now. I want to get this place rented as soon as possible.
You say 129?
127.
127. Okay.
Yep, so if you just come by the office, we want to get this place rented ASAP.
All right. Do you guys actually use or do you work with vouchers at all?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll work with just about anybody. Our standards are very low here at the complex.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. But, yeah, please come by as soon as possible because if you're rented, the city inspector can't do anything to us. It's very bad to have vacant units, so we need you to come rent as quickly as possible.
Okay.
All right. How soon can you get here?
All right, so that's our show. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I don't think I got any new tenants for the apartment complex today. I certainly tried, though. I'm always happy to give my number one, top-of-the-line customer service here at the apartments, because that's definitely what I would call it. So, anyway, thanks for listening, and have a great day. Bye!
Your number two, and this is all you've got to do. Wait for the beat.